Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. Here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on WPER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, today we have Kyrie of U-Turn Sports. He is here to talk a lot about what they do in the community, as well as an event that they have coming up that I feel is really important. And so I wanted to bring him in here to talk about that, as well as a lot of what U-Turn Sports does, just in general, as they help to train the younger generation up. So without further ado, Kyrie, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So U-Turn Sports, we had partnered with you guys a while ago for, I believe it was a comedy event. So for those who don't know, what is U-Turn Sports?
So U-Turn, we're in Richmond, Virginia, and we started almost celebrating our 30th year. And we started as a faith-based sports performance academy. And so faith will always be our foundation, but we've transitioned and we've had a lot of ebbs and flows over the years. So basically what we do now is we really operate in three boxes, and sports is still a big function of what we do. Christ is still a center, but we basically, the way we explain it is we have different vehicles how we get there. So sports being one, and we also are an event space where we host events, which is, you know, how we got plugged in with the comedy event that y'all did. And we also are a nonprofit hub. So we have right now, we have a number of nonprofits who operate out of here. Majority of them are faith-based. And so we partner with them with events and different things we do. They're all listed on our website. And so they use our space for events. And then we also rent our space out to the public as well.
Okay. So so is there any like classes or things like that that you guys do that, that you host here, or is this more of just like a, you know, community, come on, let's all get together type of thing?
A little bit of both. So we don't necessarily have classes. We do have a gym called Onyx Elite. They do pretty much specialized training for elite athletes, for groups, teams, things like that. So they rent out space from us. They do a lot of that training. But we do have our own volleyball team, our travel volleyball team, and we're looking at partnering possibly with a basketball organization. We'll have our own AU basketball team as well. And so as far as classes, we don't really offer any of that, but we do allow the community to come in, whether it's instructors and things like that, to use our facility for them to offer classes.
Okay, that's awesome. So how did you come to be involved with this organization?
Yeah, so I'll try to make this quick. So I've been here coming on a year in January. My wife and I, we moved from Kansas City. And I was working at a church there as a pastor. And we were looking at relocating and praying about that and what that would look like. And sports is big in my background. And my wife is from Virginia and I'm from Louisiana. So we were looking and praying about different places to go. And Richmond was a place that we both liked, and we're kind of familiar with it, and so we just began to pray about it. And honestly, I was unsure if I wanted to stay in the local church or kind of go the nonprofit route and do some things differently, but still be in ministry. And so I reached out to a lot of churches, emailed them after I watched sermons and looked at the doctrine and theology and things like that, and came across a church called Hill City Church. And so watched some sermons and, you know, really liked what they did and liked what the pastor had to say. And so I reached out to him. And so we began going back and forth and talking. And then we were in Virginia for a vacation. So I reached out to him and I said, hey, you know, let's meet in person. And so, you know, he was able to do that. And he was very gracious. And so we met in person. And after that initial meeting was basically, hey, let's meet in person. Would you help me get plugged into this community, because I'm looking for a job and looking for the Lord to move us from Kansas City to Virginia so we can be closer to family. And this is where I believe the Lord is directing us. And so that's kind of what that meeting was. And ironically enough, the church meets in U-Turn. And so they rent space off of us. But when I met John, the pastor, I didn't know anything about U-Turn. And so we just talked, and then we stayed in touch. And a few weeks later, he called me and he said, hey, you know, we're working out things and see if we can carve out a position for you. He said, but what would you think about a position, you know, with this company called U-Turn where we rent out space from? you know, he said, you know, with your background in sports and your heart for ministry, I think it'd be a really cool deal. And so I was, you know, like, that sounds really cool. I don't know anything about U-turn. So we talked about that. And then literally he was like, but I don't know if they're hiring anything. And so I said, well, we'll pray about it and see what happens. And then I want to say like a week or two later, you know, Adrian, our president, he reached out to her. She reached out to him and said, hey, do you know anybody who has sports background and strong ministry background? He was like, I actually just met a guy like last week. And pretty much gave my resume, and she reached out and, told the congregation, and they moved us here.
Nice. So, yeah. So outside of, you know, just being able to, you know, rent out the facility and you know, things like that, what are some events that you guys host in the community? And we're going to talk about one in particular, as you know, coming up in a bit. But for now, what are some of like the other ones that you do outside of what we're about to go into?
Yes, we try to partner with the community, doing different things. So whether it's a block party, whether it's fundraisers, we just feel like the Lord has given us this huge building. And so we want to be able to do that. And our mission is to elevate lives in the community. And so we want to try to figure out the best way to utilize our building to do that. And so, the best way I would say we utilize that and do that is with the tenants that we have in our building. And so I mentioned that we have a lot of nonprofits here. We do a lot of events with them. And obviously they have people with their organization, they have people that they do events, just to name a few. We have Virginia Kids Belong. So they work with educating the community on foster care and adoption. So they do a lot of events. We do things with them. Rain is one of our clients, which they work with kids and autism. We do a lot of things with them. They're doing a special needs prom next March. So we're going to partner with them. So we do a lot of different things. And then from a sports component, we partner with organizations that do sports camps, camps that focus on sports, but also different trades and characteristics and things like that. So we do a lot of different things with the community. We want to function almost like a community center where people can come and feel safe and do things like that. And then obviously we have a church here. And so that is super unique because most places a church might meet there or do a Bible study or something like that. But, you know, the church is actually here. Their offices are here. This is where they do their worship night. This is where they do their services. This is where they do essentially everything. And so we all pretty much partner with each other, try to collaborate with each other as much as we can, and it's been working out well for us.
Okay. So part of why, because Vicky had given me your contact info, and you guys are doing something, amazing in the community. Like, I got really excited when I heard what you guys are about to do. So you guys are going to host a big, like, Thanksgiving dinner in the community. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we really wanted to do something for the community, as I said. And for me, moving here and taking over this role, that was something that was really big on my heart, is just being community-oriented. And so, you know, I researched around and saw if anybody did something like this. And there are a few organizations that do it. And I knew we had the space. I knew we had the connections. And so I said, you know, why not? So we are doing a big community Thanksgiving dinner on the 17th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's for the public. It's free. We have a bunch of people that are donating food, that are helping out as volunteers. So we're super excited about it. We hope that it's going to be an annual thing. So this is our first one. And we're just really excited. Our staff is going to be here doing stuff and cooking. And so we're just excited to see what the Lord does with it.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you had said, you know, part of, you know, your heart for this is that, you know, I mean, there were some ministries that did it and stuff like that, but, you know, why is it so important to host an event like this in the community?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that we like to do is we want to provide a place of unity. And, you know, sadly enough, there's not enough of that in our society right now. It's a lot of division. And you know, with us being a place that has a bunch of different organizations already, it's pretty unheard of to have that many organizations working together. And so we wanted to be able to do that with the community, to bring people of all walks of life, no matter whether you're financially, to no matter whether you're as far as their life. We wanted to be able to sit down, rub shoulders, and just have a dinner with your neighbors, and to be able to talk, to converse, and to be amongst people that maybe you wouldn't be with on a normal basis, but to just be able to share that and to really promote that unity.
And I like that it gives people the opportunity to really, I suppose, see others who are in a different walk of life from them. You know, we do a lot on this show about trying to break down a lot of like the stereotypes of things like homelessness, or just really, you know, what people tend to view as like, oh, well, that person's obviously, you know, not, I suppose, you know, they're not ingrained in society, and so we need to stay away from that, yeah. You know. So I love events like this because it, you know, it'll help really get the community involved in, you know, hey, what can we do to help, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, a lot of people don't realize how prevalent things are until you maybe you put a name to something. And I remember this was sort of a realization for a ministry my wife and I were part of in Kansas City. We volunteered, I think it was a Christmas event. And it was an old Sears, and what they did was they brought in canned goods and clothes and all these different things where people that, you know, didn't have the means could go through with a buggy and, you know, put stuff in the cart. And depending on like how big the family was depending on how many canned goods they got and, you know, so on and so on. And I remember the ongoing thing that people would say as they would see people is, wow, they don't look like that they would need this. And so I think that's what is so unique about events like this is oftentimes we walk by people, obviously not knowing what they go through, what they're going through financially, what they have or what they don't have, just assuming that maybe everybody is status quo. And so an event like this is cool, like you mentioned. It creates some awareness about, hey, this is a need in our community. This is a need in our backyard. What can we do to help?
Yeah. And, you know, even outside of that, you know, it's, you know, working here, you know, obviously we get really excited about Christmas and Thanksgiving and mm-hmm. you know, the family and camaraderie that brings. And, you know, we always have to remember here that for some people that's not a happy time, you know.
Yeah.
I know for my family, I believe it was the year before last, you know, that wasn't a happy time for our family with the death of my grandfather. And it was interesting to get that perspective from it. And so, you know, this would give people who normally, you know, wouldn't really be looking forward to Thanksgiving kind of a reason to be like, hey, maybe this could be fun.
Yeah, that's very true. I remember, so my father passed away when I was 10. And so I remember for, you know, a long time after that, every holiday was something that was like, you know, not necessarily weren't looking forward to it, but it was just different because he wasn't there. And I remember one of my friends that I grew up with, when we were younger, he called me on Christmas Day and his dad had passed away. And so I know for him, you know, similar to what you're saying, you know, every year is a reminder of what happened. And so, but events like these can also be a reminder of how we can come together and still share laughter and make new friends and build communities.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, even deeper than that too, like, We've talked with a lot of mental health people, and it's a lot. I mean, that is a really rough time. And, you know, I think even though it's strangers, and you normally wouldn't, like, especially in today's world where we're so ingrained with technology, you really wouldn't think that you would go to that event and really interact with people. And, you know, it's amazing when the spirit is so high in that area, what, you know, others might be able to, you know, interact with you, or may, you know, there's a lot of fear, social fears that people tend to have that get broken down. And so I love that there's events like this that you guys are doing in the community.
Yeah, totally agree. I appreciate that.
Back to U-Turn. So I know that with this event, this is going to be kind of like your first annual event that you guys are holding. But what are, you know, we are getting close to that, you know, end of 20, yeah, almost into 2020, which is a really odd thought.
Yeah.
But what are some things that you guys are, you know, planning in the future that you, you know, you see God moving and you see his hand kind of, you know, really in that?
Yeah, we have a few different things going on right now. I'll speak to the nonprofit and then go to the community. As far as our nonprofit, we're actually renovating about close to 40,000 square foot, and we're starting to break ground on that in a few weeks. And it's going to be more office space, more conference room, things like that for nonprofits to come in and have office space. And we're really excited about that because it gives us the opportunity to partner with other local communities, other local organizations who are wanting to empower the community. They just do it in a different way. And so, you know, having a lot of those businesses under one roof is just so unique. And so we just feel like we're so blessed to be able to do that. And as far as just community-oriented events, you know, you mentioned 2020 is approaching quickly, and you know, I'm in the middle of planning for that. Right now, we got a few things that we're planning on. So we got some different things. Like we want to promote like local artists and things like that. So we want to do nights where local artists are able to come and play and do spoken word and paint and do different things like that. We also want to have block parties where we can bring out the local community, and we do like back to school drives. One of the things I wanted to do that ties in with the block party is to do like a haircut fund. So basically we invite a bunch of barbers to our facility, and they do you know, haircuts for kids for, you know, when they go back to school. So a lot of stuff leading back into that. And then in the summer, we have a lot of things planned as far as open gym. And we're planning a pretty extensive after-school program that will go into the summer that's more like a camp. But it teaches different trades. It teaches coding. We bring different speakers in and things like that, because one of the things that we really are big on is educating the young man and woman to make them a full man and woman, and not just like the athlete, because we really believe in empowering the next generation and being able to build them up, and so to make them, you know, men and women of the community. And so we have a lot of things on the horizon for the community, so we're really excited about them. We're planning them, and as we you know, finalize those plans, those are all going on our website.
Yeah, and I love that last thing that you said about, you know, really empowering the next generation, because, I mean, that's another thing we've talked about on the show, is just really, you know, once you become a teenager, no one really knows what to do with you. It's just kind of like, oh, they're 13, you know, there's a five-year-old over here, let's focus on that. And so I love that you know, ministries like what you do, you know, really can put an emphasis on, you know, hey, let's train up these kids that, you know, may feel forgotten in some ways.
Yeah, of course. And we love to do that. And I talked about this a little earlier, but our society is divided right now, and not just from some of the things that everybody knows as far as like racial and politically, but as far as age is a big thing. You know, we talk about like, you know, the millennials and different things like that. But a lot of that is because generations aren't uplifting and passing on lessons to the next generation. And so I just feel like, you know, we have to do that. And, you know, when you think about, and start biblically with, you know, Timothy and Paul and Barnabas and all those guys, that's what they did, is they trained each other up so they could go out. And so we're really trying to do that, trying to figure out how to do that in where we're constructed as far as being a facility that does a bunch of things. But like I've mentioned several times, we feel like the Lord has given us this building and this vision. And so we have to figure out a way to use that to His glory.
Definitely. Now, what are some ways that our listeners can get involved, whether it's through volunteering, donating, any ministries that may want to partner with you guys? You know, how can they do that as well? So anything that you guys would want of how people can reach out to you?
Yeah, so there are a few different ways. As far as volunteering, you know, our website, we'll post events on there as they go. But if they just want to hear more about like what we do, or come take a tour of our building, or do an event in our building, or something like that, the easiest thing to do is just to email me, which my email is on the website. It's really easy. It's just kcooper@u-turn.org. And so it's really easy to email me and set up a time to come talk, or to talk about what you're thinking, or even to talk about a partnership. A lot of people approach us about partnerships and what that would look like, and we're always open to listen to those things. And as far as donating, you can also do that on our website. But as far as any events or anything that we have coming up, we usually post that on the website and social media, but we're always looking to partner with other organizations who are community oriented.
All right. Well, I got one last question for you. With everything that you do at U-Turn Sports, whether it, you know, really is just for the academy or for in or in the community, why does it mean so much to you?
That's a good question. I think it means so much to me because the stakes are real. I mean, when I think about heaven and hell, that's what I think about. I mean, it's reality. And when I think about our society, it just saddens me of where we are as far as the local churches working together. And so it's just important to me while I'm here, because I feel like we can be kind of the middleman, because even though we're faith-based, we're not necessarily a local church. And so a lot of local church will come here and they do things. They'll come here and partner. And so we can be that place where people come and maybe they're hearing faith for the first time, or maybe they're in between, and then we can direct them or send them to a local church. And so I just feel like we play a vital role. And so it's really important for me that we just equip the next generation and we share Jesus.
Amen. Well, Kyrie, thank you so much for being on the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, as he said, you can go to u-turn.org, find out all about how you can get involved, see their upcoming events, definitely check out their Thanksgiving dinner that they have coming up. That is really important. I always stress in this show like how important it is that we really, you know, take a look into the community to really see what's going on. So I feel like this is a really good opportunity for, you know, neighbors to meet neighbors and, you know, just really bring the community together. So go online, u-turn.org, find out how you can get involved. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning into Community Matters on WPER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@wper.org. That's josh@wper.org. This show will be posted to our website. If you go to wper.org, go to resources at the top, select Community Matters, and it'll be the first show to appear. And you can re-listen to the show, share it with a friend. I'll also include the link for U-Turn up there as well. And then, of course, you can always listen back to previous shows and check out things that, you know, you may not have heard of before and see what else is going on in the community. You might just be surprised to see what you find. So go online, wper.org, and check it out. Well, I want to thank everybody again for tuning in, and I hope everyone has a good rest of their weekend. Until next weekend, thanks for tuning in to Community Matters.